The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This weekend, I'm looking forward to taking stock. It has a new presenter, Susan Hayes-Cullerton, who is with me here in studio. Susan, how are you?
I'm great altogether, Kieran. Thank you.
Are you excited for this weekend?
Immensely so, yes. I've been looking forward to this now for a while, so really, really delighted that it's actually happening.
Yeah, you've known probably for a while, couldn't tell anyone.
Exactly, yes. My lips are sealed, all right. So the news is out now, though, and yeah, we're up and running and live and kicking.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about the show and what people can expect in a moment. But for people who don't know you, what's the pen pick, the bio?
Well, I'm Susan Hayes-Cullerton. I'm a CFA charter holder by background. That's a chartered financial analyst. And I am the co-author of the Leaving Cert Economics textbook. I have been in business for the past 15 years and a regular contributor to the Down to Business show, and work with tens of thousands of teenagers through Savvy Teens as well. So fairly rounded at this point, Kieran. My husband always disagrees with that word, but I think I'm getting there.
All right, okay. So what's the vision then for taking stock? What could people expect?
It's all around everyday economics. What I really want to make happen for taking stock is that people listen to it and they take something away that they can see how it applies to them, how it turns some piece of jargon into reality, how just making sense of all of what's going on in the world and how it makes a difference to them, their family, their business, their workplace, wherever it might be. It really is around everyday economics. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I think there's a real value in that at the moment, isn't there? Because there is so much happening from a business and economic point of view, and people have a sense of it being bad, but not really sure maybe exactly why or how that's going to manifest for them. I'm obviously talking about your man in the Oval Office.
We have an idea who you're talking about, all right. Well, I think the really important thing is, among all of the headlines and what's going on in the news, like, how does it affect me?
Yeah.
And that's what the point that we want to get to in taking stock with every story is, how does it affect you? And making sense of it as well, so that as new developments emerge in the week ahead, that you can link them back to something that you heard on Sunday or that you hear in the podcast along the way. So that's what it's going to be all about.
What's your sense of how all this is playing out and what impact it's going to have on the economy here? Let's assume for a moment, I mean, it's difficult to second guess. I mean, he could announce kind of 50% tariffs across the board tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He could announce we're actually going to scrap them all, 0% across the board tomorrow. Who knows? But let's assume what's happening now becomes the kind of status quo, 10% across the board, threats here and there about them going up or going down and never quite sure. So basically, uncertainty.
Well, uncertainty translates into three things. I mean, one is that we've seen the increase in the US bond yield. And for people who don't know what that is, it's the cost of how much the government, US government, needs to pay. And every time that goes up by one percentage point, it costs the US government an extra $100 billion. Now, what that means then is Trump and the team over there need to find that. And this is the funny thing about tariffs, is that it's designed to collect money as people are buying things. So that is where the US government would collect that money. But the uncertainty of introducing them has now led it to the point of where that money would need to go straight back out again to the people who are lending to it in the first place. The second thing is that we have got a weaker dollar, and that's good if you're thinking of going on holidays to the US or taking the kids to Disney, but it's bad if you're exporting to the US. And of course, the third thing, Kieran, is the uncertainty you're talking about, which comes down to business planning. Whether it's what foreign direct investors here in Ireland are thinking about, what they're going to keep, what they're going to grow, what they might want to change. And that is really holding back the business decision making and hiring and so on. So if the status quo, as you put it, if nothing changed except the fact that we continue not knowing what's going to happen, then you're likely to have all of those three issues continue. And two out of the three of those are particularly bad for the US.
Yeah, it's interesting. I heard somebody talking about this. They said, listen, the worst case scenario that people talk about is that over a kind of a span of a few years, pharmaceutical companies do up sticks and leave. They say the more realistic negative outcome is what you describe. It's, and say in the part of the world I'm from, in Kilkenny, there's a huge big new Abbott plant just after having opened. And in Cork, obviously, there's all of those pharma companies out around Carrigaline and elsewhere in the country, in Clonmel. You've got Merck. Listen, we can go anywhere, and there's evidence of this, that actually nothing happens. They just, that decision to open that Abbott plant, if it was being made today, they'd say, you know what, just hold off. We're not saying open it in the States. We're not saying we're going back, but we're just not going to make any decision really when we don't know what the future holds?
Well, if you worked in PR, what you do is that you talk about what has been committed to the US. But the reality is that a lot of that had been committed to before the 2nd of April.
Mm.
So you're hearing a lot of that there's a big capital commitment to the US. And there is, but that probably had been previously planned. Like a lot of the tariffs, are, particularly within the companies you're mentioning, would affect the intra transactions. So that means like the company transacting with itself. Because a lot of these companies have quite complicated structures and that's going to have a big impact on them. But if you look again, bring it back to what it matters to you or to me, is that if that fundamentally means that things get more expensive, well, then that's when Trump tariffs really come to bear. And this is why I'm going back to the US consumer, is because they're going to feel it in their pocket. And remember that that's what people voted for, is they thought that this was going to be an end to inflation. Whereas in fact, the tariffs and the weakening dollar both are inflationary in themselves. And then if there is indeed a big move of jobs back to America, like the labor force there, it isn't really there to be able to meet that demand. And we know his view on immigration. So if that then leads to a labour shortage, then you're going to have further inflationary impacts again.
Mm.
And this is why, I mean, it's just interesting to see the reaction that Trump has had to the announcement yesterday that interest rates aren't going to be cut. But sure, why would they be cut? Like the thing is, you don't want to cut interest rates into an inflationary environment that flies in the face of basic economic theory. But it's the challenge really is whether it's headed for recession, because then you're caught on both sides. And that's something called stagflation, where you have a stagnant economy and inflation. Very hard to navigate through that.
What I kind of find fascinating as well is how divided those around Trump seem to be on the impact of tariffs. You've got, you know, the Peter Navarros of this world and others who are talking about how much money we're going to make from tariffs. Mm. We're going to collect all this money at the border and it's going to allow us to fund these massive tax cuts. I mean, some of the more extreme talking about the, you know, abolishing income tax entirely. At the same time, they will talk then about all of those companies coming back to the US. That those are mutually exclusive outcomes, aren't they? I mean, if a company's go back to the US, you're not collecting the tariffs.
Well, you've really hit the nail on the head there. There's an awful lot of fanciful thinking here. I mean, Peter Navarro, who you're talking about, he's a top trade official and he's a top trade advisor to Trump. He said that this can generate $6 trillion in trade and, $6 trillion in tariffs. Now, let me tell you where that number comes from. Last year, the US imported $3.3 trillion. If you apply a 20% tariff to that, that generates $600 billion a year, and multiply that by 10 and there you go. Now, Kieran, that would be great if that happened. Like, but then that assumes, number one, as you say, that you're actually buying in from abroad, because if it does relocate back, well, then that's that.
Yeah.
The second thing is that if there is any sort of a recession or any sort of pullback in consumption, people won't have the money to do it. And the third thing is, again, I'm back to it again, is the falling dollar. So I think that that number is fanciful for a start. And I think that there's a lot of people would agree with that. But just to loop back to something else I mentioned is that even if you were to generate $600 billion, the point is that the US bond yield is going up. So therefore, the cost of servicing the debt of an ever widening deficit. And if I'll just simplify what all of that means, the US government is spending more than it's taking in tax. It has to borrow a lot in order to fund that. The cost of how much it's taking in to fund that is going up. And therefore, how you apply tariffs to that number then makes that the amount that's left over very, very little. The other thing is what Peter Navarro was talking about is actually funding, not new cuts, it's existing cuts. Mm. So will the US voter, consumer, citizen feel that they're getting the benefit along the way? That's the big question.
All right. Well, listen, you can delve into all of this and more with Susan on Taking Stock from here on in, the new presenter, Susan Hayes Cullerton. Thanks a million, Susan.
Thanks, Kieran.
Coming into us. We will talk many, many times, I'm sure, over the coming months.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.